This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Zedgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And my guest this second hour, the first portion of the show, is Paul Laterski. Paul was a former FBI agent and for many years worked right in the main office where J. Edgar Hoover worked. Of course, he was the director. And he's written a book called The Director, His Time Spent with Mr. Hoover. And I got to tell you something, it is a fascinating read. Paul will be here to talk about that experience. Later on, from the Mecum Auto Auctions, the biggest in the country, and he's known as the professor because of his knowledge of automotive concepts and cars and trucks and motorcycles. The guy knows everything. John Kramen, we're going to be talking about being organized. That is really something that I love, organization, with Joanna Templin. And that's all coming up this second hour with Ron Zedgy Today. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
July is one of the most patriotic months of the year. This is the perfect time for Flag Time to announce the launch of a special July Kickstarter campaign for Flag Guard. Flag Guard is a flag display unit that does more than just display old glory. Visit FlagTime.com and click on the Kickstarter link to see what you've been missing when it comes to flying your flag. Not only will this unit protect your flag, but it will also protect your home with a built-in security camera. A light sensor will unfurl the flag when the sun comes up and put it away safely when the sun goes down. Visit FlagTime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. Would you like to fly your flag at night? Turn on the LED light system. Everything is controlled from an app on your smartphone. Learn all about the Flag Guard at FlagTime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. There, you'll see not only our prototypes in action, but you'll also learn about the July-only pricing and meet the Flag Guard team. FlagTime.com. That's FlagTime.com. Visit FlagTime.com and follow the Kickstarter link.
Back live with Ron Zedgy Today, and this book that we're going to be talking about today, I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. I couldn't put it down. I went through it like a surgical knife through butter. It's about a subject that's about a man that passed away almost 50 years ago, and that, of course, is J. Edgar Hoover, who was the director and the real brainchild of the FBI as we knew it back in that era. And one of our guests is a gentleman who has penned a book called The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover, FBI Special Agent Paul Laterski. Hi, Paul. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great. I couldn't put this book down. You and I were chatting just before we went on the air because we're generally from the same area. You from Western New York area and me from Pennsylvania. Aside from the fact that we have some similar backgrounds in our early life up there in the Northeast, this book really should be a movie. I mean that. I couldn't put this thing down. I don't believe you waited this long to do it because it's fantastic. You had the, and I'm going to say honor because very few people did, you worked in J. Edgar Hoover's office for a couple of years while going to college and, you know, wanting to become a special agent. And you saw a side of Hoover that very few people saw, especially at the level in government that you were at the time.
Yeah, that's right. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate it now more than I ever did before, Ron, to be honest with you. When I was going to law school at night, working for him during the day, I think it was probably a job. It was an interesting job, but when I think back on it, it was a fascinating job.
Well, you know, you started to say in the book, you started off by saying that you didn't really have a desire to be in the FBI. You wanted to get into law enforcement. And then a young recruiter in Jamestown, or was it Dunkirk? I don't know, was it one of those areas or very close to
it? It was Jamestown. It was a resident agent in Jamestown.
And he got you, because he saw potential in you, he got you interested in doing something with the FBI, which ended up into a kind of a training session, if you will, right in the director's office. And you talk about how stiff he was from the standpoint of very little humor, demanded everything, couldn't have sweaty palms. Tell us about a little bit about that experience. And you describe it in excellent terminology in the book.
Yeah, it was a situation. I was 23, 24 years old when I was working with him. He was 70 and 71. The office itself and Mr. Hoover himself, everything was formal with him, Ron. A very disciplined office. We knew the rules. All the rules were his, by the way. And he ran the entire FBI for 48 years that way. A very disciplined person. But he was a pretty nice person. He was really kind to me. A couple of times I didn't think he was, but when I reflect back, I was fortunate as to how he reacted to me. He loved the agents. He had a moral compass that a lot of people don't realize. As a matter of fact, one of the things that most people don't know is that he argued with FDR and objected to having the Japanese Americans interned during World War II. He was vetoed by FDR, but he fought to keep the Japanese Americans free as American citizens. A lot of people don't know that. They just, I read a lot of critical things about him, but there were so many good things that I appreciated and learned from. He was a complex guy, and I don't think anybody really knew him, totally. And my book is not another biography of J. Edgar Hoover. It's a memoir of how Hoover was known to me. And, and I'd like to emphasize that. It's not a biography.
Well, you mentioned about the internship of Japanese, some Italians, and I was shocked by that in the book. I thought that would be something that he would have supported, and it shocked me when I read it. But you bring in a lot of things. First of all, you weren't even an agent when you worked in the office. You were an intern, for all intents and purposes. And,
Right. I was a law school student. I was going to law school at night at the time, and I was, for all purposes, really, you're right, as an intern.
Yeah. Well, what you saw, first of all, you had a great relationship with Miss Gandy, who was his right-hand person, but you got to see how he treated females, how he treated minorities, and one of the things that I thought was fascinating was his habits, very prompt. When he left the building, though, you had to make the calls to the second, third, fourth in command, letting them know that he had left or arrived in the building. And if you didn't call him in a sequential order, which in their minds meant the most important, you were chastised for that.
It got to the point, Ron, where someone asked, one of the assistant directors, I think there were like 10 of them, and I had direct lines to every one of them, so I just pressed the buttons. He's out of the building, he's in the building, he's back in the building, he's out of the building, back and forth. And actually, the initial title of my book was He's Left the Building, because I did it so often. Anyway, there was a lot of egos. Big egos of the assistant directors, and they all, at least three or four of them, all wanted to be called first. And those are the guys that you recognize the names, like Mark Felt, who was deep throat in the Watergate thing.
And say William Sullivan fell into that category, too.
Oh, William Sullivan, Carthur DeLoach. The only one that really didn't fall into that category is J.P. Moore. because J.P. Moore was really close with Helen Gandy, Miss Gandy. Hoover had a lot of trust in J.P. Moore.
You know, you mentioned Carter DeLoach. I have a picture of him in our studio. And the reason I have that is a few years back, my late friend Ernie Borgnine did a movie here at Universal Studios, which was based on J. Edgar Hoover's life. And Carter was here as a production assistant, an advisor, a technical advisor, if you will. And I got to be friends with him. And he told me of his close association. He was the liaison between the FBI and LBJ at that time.
It
was,
right.
He said it was like being in a boiler pit because, boy, when Johnson called, he wanted. And Hoover, one time, got a call from the president. He was at the racetrack, and you had to tell the president of the United States, and not an easy one to talk to, that he was not available to talk to the president, and the president knew that he probably was at the racetrack.
That's, you know, that's exactly right, Ron. I'm surprised that you're aware of that. And I sat at Miss Gandy's desk on Saturdays. Not immediately. I got to... Miss Gandy and I got to be very close with each other. I was 23, 24 years old. She was 69 or 70 at the time, so there was this big gap. But still, we had a relationship that was very close. And she would come in every Saturday before Hoover left for the track, make sure she would call him at home in case there was anything he should know. And then at one point, she asked Mr. Hoover if Paul, could sit at her desk on Saturday because she would need a little bit of a break and wanted to go just relax at a salon. And for some reason, because Hoover really guarded Helen Gandy's desk like he did his own from all the confidentiality, and for some reason, he told her that was fine that I'd sit at her desk. And the first warning I got was, don't call him at the track, no matter who calls, the president, the attorney general. But that was the first instruction I got working on a Saturday with her. And then when she would come in, though, at 2 o'clock, I took a brown bag, fixed sandwiches for her and I, and she'd come in and from the salon, and every Saturday she'd come in, and I would compliment her on her hairdo. And Ron, her hairdo never changed for 50 years, but she loved being complimented on the hairdo. Your point about Carter DeLoach is absolutely right. And I have another story about Carter DeLoach that's not in the book. And when we get together, I'll have to tell you about it.
I would love to do that. I really would. And when we come back, I want to ask you of the hatred that existed between J. Edgar Hoover and Robert F. Kennedy. And our guest is Special Agent from the FBI, retired Paul Otursky. His book is out right now, The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover. I want to tell you, this is a fabulous book. Take it from me. I know I'm a presidential nut, and I love this kind of stuff, but you will love it too. And Paul and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back, live, nationwide, and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Very happy that our guest had the time to stay with us for another segment. He's a busy man these days because his book, The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover, is a selling giant. He's a retired FBI special agent. Paul Otursky joins us. We mentioned, going out of the last segment, the hatred between J. Edgar Hoover and then-Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. Tell us about that.
It's kind of an interesting beginning to that story, Ron, because JFK, Bobby Kennedy's brother, while he was president, was hesitant to put his brother in as Attorney General. He had a concern about people criticizing him for nepotism if he did that. And he talked to Hoover about it, and Hoover told him, go ahead and do it. Hoover recommended he do it, not a problem. I know Hoover regretted that. He actually approved it. But Hoover was a real good friend of Joseph Kennedy, the Kennedy boy's father. As a matter of fact, Joseph Kennedy wanted Hoover to run for president of the United States and said to him in a letter that he would be the biggest contributor to Hoover if he would run. Wow. And he said, I don't care what party you run on, Democrat or Republican. So that was the relationship Hoover had at first with the Kennedy family. To go back to your question, Bobby Kennedy was probably like, what, 34, 35 years old as the Attorney General?
Right.
He tried to take over the FBI as the number one lawman in the country. Hoover prided himself as being the top law person in the country. And Bobby Kennedy would call special agents in charge of field offices to ask about how certain investigations are going. He did not dignify the office of the Attorney General, would upset Hoover very much. Hoover was a very formal guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Kennedy really bothered him. Bobby Kennedy brought this huge dog into his office. Hoover couldn't believe that. But I think the most significant part of that relationship where he did not like him is because Bobby Kennedy tried to take over the FBI as being the top guy. And Hoover always thought of himself as the top guy. A lot of people don't know that there were two people on Martin Luther King's senior advisory staff that were card-carrying communists, and they actually wrote some of Martin Luther King's speeches. And a lot of people think Hoover hated Martin Luther King and called him a racist and everything, but that wasn't true. The whole situation was they were afraid would try and convert the large following that King had and convert them into communism. And Bobby Kennedy and Jack Kennedy felt the same way. And that is why Bobby Kennedy authorized the wiretapping of Martin Luther King and the bugging of his places. A lot of people won't appreciate that or know that. Bobby Kennedy that did that. That didn't mean that Hoover got along with Bobby. He did not.
The relationship with Clyde Tolson. I guess you can't tell the story of J. Edgar Hoover unless you include that. But there was a close kind of relationship there, and maybe you know more about it than I do. Did you see any of that type of...
What I saw was a close relationship, but I never, and I'm being very honest with you, I never got to know Clyde Tolson. He was kind of a strange guy from my perspective, but at the time I was there, Ron, Tolson had been suffering minor strokes, and nobody knew that. And so he became less and less effective in his position, but he was so close to Hoover for so many years as associate director and a close friend. I mean, they had lunch together, they had dinner together, they went on vacations together, and a lot of people associated that with homosexuality. And, you know, that was something that today a lot of writers, they claim he was. I never saw that. But getting back to your question about Tolson, I don't even know what his voice sounded like, Ron. I would go to take something over to his office, which was right next to Hoover's office, and his secretary, Dottie Skillman, I'd say something to her, and every once in a while, Tolson would come to her to pick up something from her desk, and I would say, "Good morning, Mr. Tolson," and he would just turn around, look at me, and walk away. Sat next to him at Hoover's funeral, and he never said a word, but I don't even know what his voice sounded like, so I can't really do a lot of comment on him. I really didn't know him that well. He was a strange guy, and what I found out at Hoover's funeral is that Miss Gandy couldn't stand Tolson. She really despised him.
Let's talk about the funeral for a second. Now, you're there with the family, basically. Now, he had some nieces and nephews. Of course, he was never married. But you were sitting between Miss Gandy, who was, as we mentioned, probably the closest female to him, and then Clyde Tolson. And you're in the middle, and you're thinking to yourself, what am I doing here? I mean, what am I doing at this position, in this pew? And the one thing that you said that was very striking to me, nobody, not even Miss Gandy or Clyde Tolson, nobody had a tear in their eye.
That's correct. You know, in the funeral, Ron, it was by invitation only, and the invitation was 1,200 people. Congressmen, senators, members of Congress, President Nixon gave the eulogy. I think there were a few people over there that were there only to find out to make sure he was really dead. Truth of the matter is, I never saw anybody with a tear. Tolson, he was really not there. His body was there, but his mind wasn't.
You asked Miss Gandy if there was anything that you can do for her. She had somewhat of a surprise answer for you, didn't she, Paul?
One of the things I asked her, I said, what are you going to do now? Here was with basically a solemn time, and she said to me, I'm going to get my Christmas cards out on time. But it was striking to me because I know she never got her Christmas cards out on time. When I got Christmas cards from her, it was always after December 25th. She did all of Hoover's cards first to make sure they got out before Christmas. To say that at a time when we're going to Hoover's funeral, that was kind of funny.
The story that I always enjoyed, and it's in the book, ladies and gentlemen, is how Richard Nixon said, I'm going to get rid of this guy. I'm going to invite him over for breakfast. I'm going to tell him he's either got to resign or he's got to retire, but I got to be very ethical and use kid gloves. And Nixon sits down at the table with him and he says, you know, Edgar, I think we need to talk about retiring. And the story is that Hoover turned to him and said, you're too young to retire, Mr. President.
Yeah. Do you know, Ron, he and Nixon, I would think of all the presidents that he worked under, and he worked under eight presidents, and I think Nixon was probably the one that he had the closest relationship until the very end when he refused to do something politically that Nixon wanted him to do. But they went all the way back to the McCarthy era because Nixon fought all the communist issues and fell in line with the Hoover belief, you know, the Alger-Hiss thing and et cetera, et cetera. And so they were pretty good friends. And I think of all the presidents, he was the closest to Nixon.
Although he did have a relationship with LBJ. I guess he lived across the street from LBJ.
When LBJ was a senator.
Yes, the Senate Majority Leader. Paul, it is a great book. I wish you much luck and success with it. And I look forward to your return.
I would love to, Rob.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Retired FBI agent Paul Latursky. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down after thousands expressed their displeasure of a worsening economic crisis in the country. They stormed the president's residence and office, though it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken's overseas for a G20 summit that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, you know, this is an entertainment show, but our next subject, to me, is real entertainment. And I'm a car guy, as you probably know by listening to me for any length of time. I love cars, and one of the great places that I visit now twice a year here in Florida is the Mecum Auction. You don't have to be a car person to enjoy this. There is something for the entire family. And we're happy to have the commentator for Mecum Auctions. Joining us right now is our friend John Crayman. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, doing really great, Ron, and really looking forward to our second time having a Florida auction right in the middle of the summer, calling it the Orlando Summer Special.
When you were down here, you were at Kissimmee, where you have it all the time. But now you're going to be at the Orlando Orange County Convention Center, basically inside, which is great for this time of the year. But I think the show is going to be sensational. You got over 1,000 cars we're talking about.
Yeah, let me give you just a little bit of genesis of this very special event. Normally, this time of the year, we would be up in the Northeast, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, for a big auction up there. But due to continued COVID issues and not available for 2 years in a row now, so we decided to go back to where we have the most successful auction, the greater Orlando area. In fact, our Kissimmee, Florida auction in January is the world's largest collector car auction. And obviously, your area down there just chock full of so many car enthusiasts that we decided last year, hey, let's go back to Kissimmee. Now, this year, the convention center in Orlando was made available to us. And, of course, being an indoor venue with probably a little bit of heat and humidity expected down there is going to make it very comfortable for all. And when we originally set it up, Ron, we set it up for 3 days and 1,000 cars. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we blew past that. A decision was made. Let's add a fourth day and expecting 1,200 great collector cars. And I'm talking about spanning everything from $5,000 cars to six-figure-plus cars and everything in between.
And this is the reason why I love going to this auction. Aside from the fact, and I really mean this, this is a family-friendly event, ladies and gentlemen. I take my grandchildren there, and they're like 8 and 6, and they love it. They not only love the cars, they love all the accoutrements that go along with it. It's the variety of cars. I mean, you got the Hemis, you got the classics, you got everything, and every once in a while a celebrity will stop in, like I think it was last year or the year before, Jerry Lee Lewis was there to raffle right off a white Harley that he had. You know, John, when I talk about a lot in common, I know that you got obsessed with automobiles back in the 60s and 70s, and then you joined the Mecum team back in 2006. You sold cars for a while, sold airplanes for a while. So between your love of cars and your love of airplanes, which I share with you, and the fact that you are in a classic rock band called Redline 7000, which I share with you as a singer of a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand with a 15-piece orchestra, I got to tell you, you and I could spend a lot of memories together and talking about a lot of similar things.
Ron, we've both really been so lucky that we've been able to grow up in an era that was filled with so many things that brought us joy and passion early on. And over the years, over the decades, we've been able to sort of stay in that box, not living in the past, but certainly celebrating it with cars and music in particular, and the fact that they really do dovetail well together. Part of the enjoyment of life is identifying those things, of course, that you can be very passionate about. Playing vintage rock and roll and spending all my time with vintage cars makes me very happy, my friend.
Doesn't get any better.
Right.
Now, I've seen a lot of cars come across that I bought new, and what I see, what I sold them for, and what they're bringing now, it's,
right,
it's a little emotional, to say the least. My wife says, why didn't you keep them all? Well, if I kept them all, I'd have a car lot. Well, these cars come over the line, and they got like 100 miles on it, and they're a 1967 Mustang. You wonder what the guy or the woman was thinking when they bought the car and said, I'm not going to drive this for 50 years so that I can make a lot of money. You know, you want to get it and drive it. And a lot of the buyers are of the age where when they were younger, they couldn't afford it, and they don't care what it costs. They want that dream car.
I think you've hit the nail right on the head. We call that the nostalgia buyer, the folks that either were too young, but they remember the cars, or they simply could not afford the cars back in the day. And of course, supply and demand is what drives the prices of everything. collecting cars is such a satisfying, enjoyable, and not probably the worst place to put some disposable income. Whether they go up or whether they go down, they will always have a value, and at some point in time you can recover a lot of the expense. Some of our customers will even, over a period of time, will actually even make money on their cars. I never pitch or talk about collector cars from an investment standpoint. It's more of a passion. It's continuing to be more and more popular all the time, Ron, and you might find it surprising that in the past year and a half or so with this crazy pandemic, all it has done is heighten interest in collector cars and raise prices. We are setting auction record after auction record, and this has been going on for the past 1 year plus, and there's no end in sight for it. People have identified owning a collector car, finishing up a project, waxing it, sitting in it, looking at it, taking out, cruising around as a safe and enjoyable way.
I do kind of think it's an investment. I don't think you want to go into it looking like that. I have a very conservative brother who asked me why I have all these cars and there's only my wife and I. And I said, you know, if you put money in a certificate of deposit, you might get, if you're lucky, 1% interest. I buy these cars, I get to enjoy them, I get to ride in them, I get to show them off at car shows, and then when I go to sell them, I've made money on it. It's like art. You're certainly not losing unless you've done something stupid to the car that devalues it.
And that's exactly right. And that investment potential, what it's going to bring down the road, probably is not driving you to buy and own the cars, but that certainly is a big secondary benefit. Just coming to the Orlando auction itself, we've got four specific collections from collectors that have been collecting cars over a period of time. This is now the time to sell. And if the success that we've had at all of our auctions in the past year is any indication, this auction and the prices and the very critical sell-through rate, in other words, what percentage of cars that come to auction do we actually sell, that is our barometer. I'm going to predict it's going to be very, very strong.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right on that. I have a list of just the tip of the iceberg of the cars that'll be there. Some real old classics, like a 1936 DeLahey. I'm very anxious to see the Marty Robbins 69 Dodge Daytona NASCAR, which was missing for a while. That's a great story behind that. Can't forget August 12th through the 14th for our friends out west. It's the Del Monte Golf Course, and that's Monterey's daytime auction, and that's set for August 12th through the 14th. You have not only cars, but antique motorcycles, too, at that one.
Monterey is really our hybrid auction. It allows us to be able to participate in the world market with cars that are at the absolute highest level. In fact, out of 14 auctions that we do annually, our Monterey auction in August traditionally will have the highest per car average value. A lot of European exotics, a lot of pre-war classics, a lot of modern exotics, a lot of high-end American performance cars, race cars. The list just goes on and on. We weren't there last year due to the pandemic, but it's all the pieces are in place and pointing towards a very successful Monterey auction. As you mentioned, it's August 12th through the 14th, and of course, folks can always tune in and watch the coverage.
I think it's very important. Don't be afraid what other people think of your taste. I have a 1975 Stutz Blackhawk,
and cool.
Jay Leno told me, why did you buy that car? And I said, you talking about all those crazy steam cars, asked me why I bought this. And then he said, you know, do you like it? And I said, yes, I like it. He said, that's all that counts. And that's really true, John.
That's exactly right. When I was a little kid, my dad sold new Pontiacs out in Los Angeles, and that really kind of got me hooked on cars at a very, very early age. And I decided I want to have a Pontiac GTO at some point. And in July of 1976, I was 19 years old, I bought a 1964 first-year Pontiac GTO. Now to the punchline, Ron, I still own that exact car today.
Oh.
I've kept it all these years.
You're my hero. Really, I'm serious. It takes a ton of discipline to do that.
And I identified at that same time, over the course of my lifetime, some other cars that were important to me. Always liked Corvettes, always liked Mustangs, and always liked Cadillacs. Growing up in the 60s and becoming a car nut back in 1960s, a Cadillac really to me was sort of the pinnacle, the top of the line.
Right.
And I vowed that I would have at least one of each of those before my days were done. And it took me up until my mid-50s to get it, but I ended up with a Cadillac, I ended up with a Mustang, and I've actually got three Corvettes now in addition to the GTO. So I've been able to identify early on what I wanted to make a plan. Took some years, had to get families raised and all that stuff, and finally been able to check off those boxes. And I have to tell you, my six-car garage is full, but I'm happy.
You and I are in the same boat. I'm happy.
Absolutely. It's not about ego, not
no.
about a investment, although we talked about the benefit of that down the road. It's really about part of our soul to have cars that mean a lot to us. I eat, live, and breathe cars, and I've got to have the cars around me that make me happy, whether I'm looking at them or, even better, behind the wheel. How I feel when I'm behind the wheel, well worth the cost of maintenance and insurance and license plates and all the stuff that goes with it without those cars. And a lot of car nuts feel the same way as I do, just like you do.
Oh, yeah. Now, the summer auction this week at the Orlando Orange County Convention Center, it's going to be a great show. John, I've enjoyed this very much.
Well, and so did I. I am at your disposal anytime that you want. And let's definitely hang out in January when we come out for Kissimmee.
Let's do it. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Little GTO, you really look at
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
It's Edgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. We are going to be talking about a subject on the show today that is extremely in my wheelhouse, if you will, because I am fanatical about organization, and our next guest is really the queen of that, along with her partner, and she is a partner in the one half of the Home Edit and the star of Netflix series Get Organized with the Home Edit, and they got a ton of stuff that they have been selling to help us get organized over 15 countries. Joining us right now is Joanna Templin. Hi, Joanna. How are you, and welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me. It's so fun to join you.
Well, I have to tell you, when I heard we were going to talk about organization, I was really pumped up because nothing bothers me more than disorganization. You know, and my family and my employees and my friends always say, well, you know, you're not that organized in your office. And I said, but I have organized confusion. I know where the piles are. It looks really good. Let's talk about organization first, and then we want to talk about how that deals with your health, too.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Staying organized, getting, you know, everything copacetic in your life, whether it's in your home, your office, or when you're traveling, is very important. Does organization cause you stress? Does it cause you problems with sleeping? I mean, does it cause you problems with your immune system? I mean, is it something that actually has an effect on your life?
For me personally and for our clients, I would say yes. I mean, I think being disorganized is such an added stress. And, you know, there are so many stresses in all of our lives that we can control. But organization is one thing that we can control. And so to mitigate stress wherever possible, I think is so helpful. There's so many ways to combat this together. And that's why this partnership with Nature Made and Well Ones is so powerful and so organic to us, because they, too, believe in the power of, you know, how immune, sleep, and stress connect to each other and how to make your day healthier, really. One way that we love, I mean, some of the ways that we like to do this with the organization, at least, and you can probably speak to this too, because I know you love organization, but is setting up different zones. So in your office, we love having a cart, because it allows you to keep all of your office items contained. And especially with lots of people still working from home, you can roll it into you and then you can push it away when you're done. Keeping all of your own, you know, systems there for just for your work is so helpful. And for me, it helps me clear my mind to know that, okay, this is just my work stuff. This isn't related to all my personal stuff. It keeps it contained. The other zones that we love to have, especially this is one of my favorite ones too, is in the morning. I like to have like a morning routine with coffee or tea and having your vitamins there. And this goes back to, again, just setting up your day for success and health. Having that morning coffee, tea, and I love the Well Blends Immune Max gummies. You know, just to start your day off and feeling a little bit, you know, healthier with your immune system. I think that's great. And then at night, having a tiny little zone on your nightstand, just the items that you need before you go to bed to not have extra clutter. So whether that's a book or whether that's a sleep mask, and especially the stress and sleep gummies, I think those are really helpful tips. And they all coordinate together. You know, if your sleep is off, then your stress is going to be off. If your immune health is off, then your stress is up. So all these things connect, and organization absolutely feeds into all of these things, too, and it's something that we can control.
Where have you been all my life? I think I love you. This is exactly...
I'm here.
You're here. This is the thing that I stress with people around me. You know, they used to say that, you know, hey, I got OCD. I said, no, I don't have OCD. The rest of you people are just sloppy. Now, when it comes to traveling, all right, this is another issue, because I just did some traveling in the Midwest, and if you're not organized there, you're in a world of hurt. Especially when you're preparing for this and you get there and you find you don't have it, the stress factor is humongous.
Yes, absolutely. And one of our favorite tips for that is, again, thinking about these zones, think about on-the-go zones. So we love pouches, separate pouches for different items. So categorizing all of your electronics, having all of your chargers in one pouch, having snacks, so we always carry snacks with us when we're on the go in little pouches. And having a wellness pouch is helpful. You know, these vitamins, taking your Immune Max gummies with you or your sleep gummies with you, just because you're on a trip does not mean it's necessarily relaxing. So having these other supplements alongside you is so helpful.
You're right about that, because I came back from the trip and got sick simply because of the fact I was stressed out on the thing. That's no way to have a
vacation.
There you
go. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Tell us about the Home Edit and how it got started.
Well, Quee and I founded the Home Edit in 2015. We both shared a passion for home organization, and we wanted to reinvent it, you know, combining form with function and not just make it so utilitarian, but also make it beautiful.
and then he became the executive producers of the Emmy-nominated Netflix series called Get Organized with the Home Edit. And that had to be a real turn in the business. I mean, that's big time.
Yes, it's been a very wild, unbelievably fortunate ride for the two of us with our work. I mean, it's been just incredible. You know, we started off just doing home organization, and then it evolved into so many other spaces and lifestyle and TV and magazine. It's been an incredible, incredible journey.
And for a very short period of time, only about 7 years, you got started in 2015.
That's right.
You have a line of organizational products, too, that are sold in over 15 countries. Like what?
We do. We have bins and baskets. I mean, mostly clear bins and storage. But we have canisters and all kinds of other stuff, and they're sold throughout. And in the U.S., we sell them in the Container Store and Walmart. And we're just so proud of carrying these collections throughout other countries too, Canada, UK, Costa Rica. I mean, there's just tons of areas that we're now selling them.
Congratulate you on the success. Do you find that people who are not organized, because I have people in my office that say, look, I know where everything is. I can go right to it. You know, I hate to embark on somebody's territory and say, you're not doing it right, because if they're getting the job done, they're getting the job done. But do you find that there's a characteristic of people that are not organized?
I think it affects people in different ways, but I think it affects everyone being unorganized. You know, I think it affects some people more than others, that where it's to the point where you really can't get through the day with feeling like things are out of place, versus other people where it doesn't bother quite as much. But I do think the benefits are so impactful to be organized and to not have that added layer of stress.
You know, whenever I walk into somebody's office that I'm dealing with, whether it be a banker, an attorney, whatever the case may be, I look at their desk first. And if it's all disorganized, you know, they may be the most organized person in the world. But if it doesn't look it, I don't want to deal with them.
Right. I understand that. Yeah. People have different ways, and we try not to scrutinize different people's ways of organization, because different things work for different people. But I understand what you're saying.
They might be the most successful individual in the world, but to me it looks like they're just a scatterbrain. The Home Edit and the Home Edit Life are the two best-selling books that are out right now. And, of course, the Netflix series Get Organized with the Home Edit. And where can we go for more information on this and much more that we want to talk about, or we did talk about?
Yeah, well, this collaboration is with NatureMade, and it's naturemade.com/wellblends. And you can learn about the supplements that I discussed, and as well as some of the other that are part of this program, and it includes, the program has 13 vitamins and supplements. And for tips on organization, go to thehomeedit.com.
I've enjoyed this. This is very enlightening, and I hope that you come back and join us again, Joanna.
Thank you so much. It was lovely speaking with you.
And stay organized, okay? We ought to start a fraternity or a sorority or something. Our guest has been Joanna Templin. She is one half of the team of The Home Edit and the star of Netflix series Get Organized with The Home Edit. I like organization.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved.
I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you for joining us, and I also want to thank our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, Coach Joe Gibbs from the NASCAR circuit. I also want to thank Penn Jillette, Brett Hunto, and author and former FBI agent Paul Latursky from the Mecum Auctions, the professor John Kramen, and Joanna Teflin. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, though, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.